I would like to add a few words of my own. We are here at a very interesting junction of history. We have worked with Mr. Oktar now, it's the fourth year, and things developed much faster than we thought. We all know of the new developments in the Arab world, in Tunisia, in Egypt, in other places where people are getting freedom which they have not had yet. In the Talmud, it's Shmuel said, one of our sages, Shmuel said, that in the time of the Messiah, there will be no more subjugation of the nations. This is also brought by Maimonides, word for word, that there will be no, in the time of the Messiah, there will, no be, will not be subjugation of the nations. As a child, I understood this to mean that the Jews will not be subjugated by the nations who, in which the Jews lived. There was no state of Israel, and the Jews were in a diaspora, and in many places were suffering, and I understood this to mean to refer to the Jews. But it is quite clear now that it does not refer to the Jews alone. It refers to all of humanity. In the time of Messiah, people will not be subjugated not only by other nations, but not even by their own governments. Now we see before us that this is exactly what is happening. And when Mr. Oktar told me some years ago that I will see Messiah and I will serve in the temple, in Solomon's temple when it is rebuilt, I in my heart said, well, I don't really believe him, but it would be very nice if it would happen. Well, it seems now that things are moving a lot faster than I had thought. And Messiah is nigh, is close to us, and freedom will ring from shore to shore, from one end of the world to the other, and all people in total freedom will worship the Almighty, inshallah. Thank you very much.